How to Lead the Eid al-Adha Prayer, a Comprehensive Guide. Leading the Eid al-Adha Prayer involves specific steps and traditions that ensure the prayer is conducted correctly and in accordance with Islamic teachings. This guide provides detailed instructions on how to lead the prayer and when to give the sermon, khutbah. 1. Understanding the Eid al-Adha Prayer Structure. The Eid al-Adha prayer consists of two rakas, units of prayer, with additional takbirs, saying Allahu Akbar. It is performed in congregation and is typically followed by a sermon, khutbah. 2. Preparing for the prayer. A. Choose a suitable location. Eid prayers are often held in large, open spaces like fields or community centers to accommodate large gatherings. B. Timing. The Eid al-Adha prayer should be performed after the sun has completely risen, approximately 15-20 minutes after sunrise and before the time for Dhuhr prayer. C. Cleanliness and attire. Ensure that the place of prayer is clean. The imam and the congregation should wear clean, modest and preferably new or best clothes. 23. Leading the Eid al-Adha prayer. A. Intention. Niyyah. Begin by making the intention in your heart to lead the Eid al-Adha prayer for Allah's sake. B. Start the prayer. Takbirat al-Ihram. The imam says Allahu Akbar to start the prayer and the congregation follows. Additional takbirs. In the first rakah after the initial takbir, say Ji Allahu Akbar 6 more times, raising your hands with each takbir. The total number of takbirs at the beginning is 7, including Takbirat al-Ihram. Surah al-Fatiha and another surah. After the takbirs, recite Surah al-Fatiha, followed by another surah, typically Surah al-Ala 87 or Surah al-Ghashiyah 88. Complete the first rakah. Perform the ruku, bowing, and sujood, prostration, as usual. Second rakah. Upon standing for the second rakah, say Allahu Akbar 5 more times, in addition to the takbir for standing up, Surah Al-Fatiha and another surah. Recite Surah Al-Fatiha, followed by another surah, typically Surah Al-Ghashiyah 88 or Surah Al-Ala 87, if not recited in the first rakah. Complete the second rakah. Finish the prayer with ruku, sujood, and the final sitting, tashahud, ending with the taslim, saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, to the right and left. 4. The sermon, khutbah. A. When to give the khutbah. Unlike the Friday prayer, where the khutbah is given before the prayer, the Eid khutbah is delivered after the prayer. B. Structure of the khutbah, introduction. Begin with praise of Allah, hamd, and sending blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad. Main body. Include reminders of the significance of Eid al-Adha, the story of Prophet Ibrahim's willingness to sacrifice his son, and the importance of the qurbani, sacrifice. Emphasize unity, piety, and gratitude. Duas and conclusion. Conclude with prayers for the well-being of the Muslim Ummah and supplications for guidance and forgiveness. C. Important points. The khutbah should be brief and relevant. Encourage the congregation to listen attentively and reflect on the message. 5. Post-prayer activities. A. Performing qurbani. After the prayer and khutbah, Muslims who can afford to are encouraged to perform the qurbani, following the tradition of Prophet Ibrahim. B. Socializing and charity. Spend time with family and friends, share meals, and distribute portions of the sacrificial meat to the poor and needy. C. Continuous remembrance. Continue to recite Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Tahmid, Alhamdulillah, Talil, La ilaha illallah, and Tasbih, Subhanallah, throughout the day and the following days of Tashreeq, the 3 days following Eid. Conclusion. Leading the Eid al-Adha prayer is a significant responsibility that requires knowledge of the correct procedures and a mindful approach to worship. By following this guide, you can ensure that the prayer and sermon are conducted in a manner that honors the spiritual essence of Eid al-Adha and fosters a sense of community and devotion among the congregation.